Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Empower You. I am your host, Thomas A. DeLoach. And I want to take a moment and welcome all of my first-time listeners today. I really hope that this podcast will be a blessing to you. And on today's show, I want to talk about self-discipline determines destiny. That's right. Self-discipline determines destiny. Not just any destiny, your destiny. And I want to look at Proverbs chapter 25 and read verse 28. And it says, a man without self-control is like a city broken and without walls. I want to read that to you again. A man without self-control is like a city broken and left without walls. Now, it's one thing to have a city that's broken, but a whole nother thing for that city to be left without walls. You know as well as I do that walls are important to any structure, any building, but especially to our life. And when walls are broken, anybody can come in. Any thief, any intruder, any burglar, anybody that wants to cause us harm can come in and take the valuable and the precious things out of our life. And this is why self-discipline and control is so important to our destiny. So when we're moving through life and we're doing things that God is telling us to do, we've got these walls up, these protection pieces up, the things that are valuable to us, our character, our integrity, all of the things that many people don't think is important to achieve high excellence in this world is very important to have our destinies fulfilled. And so I just don't want to make it to my destiny, but I want to fulfill it and do what God has called me to do. Because as believers of Jesus Christ and followers of the way, it's only right that you and I desire to fulfill these mandates and these purposes in our lives. But in order to do so, discipline is required. For without it, the distractions of this life interfere with our goals. The Apostle Paul used an illustration from sports, and he says, like athletes in training, we must also exercise self-control and restraint, not living aimlessly, but with a definite purpose or prize in mind. And you'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 23 through 27. The more clearly our goals are defined, the better we understand disciplines are needed to achieve them. Simply wanting to fulfill God's will for our lives is not enough. It is discipline, not just desire, that determines both your destiny and mine. I want to say that to you again. It is discipline, not just desire, that determines both your destiny and mine. So it's important that we have discipline to fulfill these things. I want to tell you, in school, I didn't learn this. I didn't learn this discipline piece, but discipline is doing what you don't want to do so that you can achieve what you really want to have. And we wake up every day of our lives. If we're really given the blessing of just waking up, we got to make sound choices. We can't be so controlled and concerned about what people are doing to us. We got to make sure that we react differently, because the only person that is in charge is you and I. And so we can't allow people to pull us away from and pull us out of the spirit because of things that they're trying to do to stop us and defeat us. So let's talk about this piece about self-discipline and divine discipline, because I think it's important. Self-discipline is personal training that develops self-control and character, resulting in an orderly and efficient life. However, divine discipline is God's correction in our lives. In other words, when we step out of his will or disobey him, the Father uses divine discipline to get us back on the right track. In contrast, self-discipline is what you and I must practice in the power of the Spirit. Just like sports, athletes practice every day, especially the great ones. The great ones want to practice. They want to make sure that they're honing in on their craft. They want to make sure that they're strengthening weaknesses so that they can always dominate their opponent. And if you and I are going to dominate in life, because we are priests and kings to our God, we got to make sure that this piece about discipline, this self-discipline, is operating in our life at a high level. So this thing cannot just, we can't turn it off and on when we want it. It needs to be working all the time behind the scenes so that when we don't want to do it, something that's inside of us is pushing us and saying, man, I got to get this done today. I can't allow the enemy to steal my joy and peace. I'm going to practice self-discipline. Now, why is self-discipline necessary? Why do we need it? Why is it important? Why are you even talking about this today? Well, self-discipline is essential to godliness. It is required to overcome the three enemies that will otherwise hinder our destinies. Number one is the devil. He's out there. And worldly systems are another. And the third enemy, what Paul calls the flesh, is our carnality or natural desires. And I would say that carnal peace, man, is really destroying a lot of people, because there are a lot of carnal Christians in the world who really don't listen to God, who don't pray, who don't follow after the Spirit, but they have named the name of Christ and convinced themselves that if people are doing this to me, I got a right to do it back to them. Listen, I get it. I understand it. But we've got to operate at a higher frequency. We got to vibrate, man, at a higher level so we can ward off these little bumblebees and these gnats and these fleas that are flying around us, trying to get us to buy into what they're saying and what they're doing. We got to shut them down through the power of discipline. Now, carnality means that there are desires within each of us that do not fit God's plan for our lives. This can include legitimate desires that we must properly control. For example, food and rest. These things are good, but too much of either can be harmful. Companionship is also good, but without discipline, unhealthy dependencies can result. Likewise, sexual intimacy is a gift from God, but it is poisonous outside of marriage. In other words, many things in life aren't inherently wrong. They just need to be properly controlled. And we are in control at all times. You got to say that. As a matter of fact, you can say it even now. Say it to yourself. I'm in control at all times. Come on, say it with me. I'm in control at all times. You have to have some self-talk. If not, the enemy is going to dupe you, trick you all the time, and pull you out of the Spirit and cause you to be fleshly on a day-to-day basis. But you got to tell yourself every day, come rain or come shine, Monday through Sunday, I am in control at all times. So what should we expect from a lack of discipline? Without discipline, we'll often step out of God's will to justify indulgences and experience the consequences that happen on a day-to-day basis. Poor health and financial debt are common examples. You know this. Credit card companies love undisciplined people. I'm telling you, they got me when I was a freshman in college. As a matter of fact, they should ban these credit card companies from coming to these colleges because they know these kids don't have self-discipline. We didn't learn it in school. Many times we didn't learn it in our family structure. And we think that when we get this little plastic card that we don't have to pay it back. And many times, if we know we got to pay it back, we think they will extend grace to us. But for anybody that has ever bought into that trap, you know you can't get any rest. They'll call you every day. They'll threaten you. I mean, these people will do all kind of ungodly things. They have built a mega empire. Check this out. Off of people who are not disciplined. And this is not just young folks. This is old folks too, man. People get in debt because they are not disciplined. But you got to tell yourself, I can wait. If I don't have the money, I don't need to charge it. Charge cards are not bad. But in the hands of people that are not disciplined, it can be an explosive thing. So to avoid such trouble, we must budget wisely, honor God by tithing, and teach our children to do the same. When you learn a principle, you deserve to teach it to your children. Since we say we deserve so many things, you deserve to tell children and people that are behind you how to come through hard times and hardship, because we all have them, but we got to have tools to be able to come out of tough situations. Another major area that suffers when people lack discipline is especially in the job performance arena. Many people have a hard time keeping a job because they show up late. You know these people. They work slothfully. They're lazy. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and they defy anybody that will tell them anything different. But you and I cannot be that way. When we name the name of Christ, we've got to live excellently. We've got to try every day to say, I'm going to do what God has commanded me to do. And many people on this job, they'll say, you know what, the boss don't want to give me a raise, or somebody is against me. They leave tasks undone or for others to finish. And when the next opportunity comes along, these are the same people that get overlooked. But they have a lack of discipline. And when we have this lack of discipline, it's harmful in many areas in our life. For example, reckless speech and chronic tardiness cause turmoil in relationships. Someone who is undisciplined will probably waste time and energy too. Usually, when a home is sloppy, other areas are also out of order. I don't think we realize how one area can spill over into another area. So we got to be on our job every day. We got to be on our mark. We got to make sure that if we make a mistake, we own it. We clean it up. We don't play the blame game, but we make sure that we are going out in this world doing what God would have us to do and leave the results up to God. That's this thing about, again, what sports athletes do. They go out there, they train, they practice, they do their part. But when they step out on that floor or on that field, when they're in that competition, they cannot control the outcome. They can only do their best. And what I'm saying to you today is, when you go out here and you got self-discipline, let the chips fall where they may, because see, we have to lean on the Holy Spirit. He'll do the part that you can't do. Don't worry about the outcome of the results, because many times we got our head somewhere that it shouldn't be. Major in the major things. Trust me, the Holy Spirit is going to major in those things that he can do. But go out there and say, you know what, I'm going to do what I can do today. I'm going to make sure that I'm treating people with respect. But that doesn't mean I'm going to get it in return. Yeah, you should love people, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it back from them. Yeah, you should help people and serve them when you can, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it in return. Let me say this to you. Stop expecting you from other people. I'm going to say that again. Stop expecting you from other people. That's where we go wrong. We feel like if I'm helping you, you should help me. If I'm giving to you, you should give to me. Yeah, it sounds good in theory, but in practice, you're not going to get it, because people are not built like you. They don't have the experience that you have. They don't have the maturity that you have. And it takes a long time, many times, to figure this out. And so we get frustrated and we get upset and we get mad and we get in a depressed place because we say, man, I'm helping everybody, but where's my help? I'm serving people, but when I need somebody to serve me, I can't find anybody. I'm encouraging everybody. But when I need encouragement, when I need a pick me up, no one is there. One of the things we've got to learn how to do is listen to the Holy Spirit and find out who we should help, because everybody is not going to receive you. Everybody is not going to love you. You know this. You can love people and love them until you have no more love to give to yourself. So we have to be wise. You can't get in every fight. You can't get in everything. You got to ask the Holy Spirit, is there grace for me to help this person? Because maybe I'm not the one who's supposed to be doing it. So you got to learn how to move in wisdom. Whatever gift God has given you, you got to learn how to flow in that. And so when you have self-discipline, you can see somebody hurting. But before you jump in to help, you need to ask God, should I help them at all? Because let me say this to you. Some people are not going to be helped. I know that's hard to receive, but it is true. Some people will never get any help because some folk don't want any help. They say they want it. They convince themselves that they want it, but it's not always true. So you got to learn how to flow in life more intelligently. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God will help you to do this. So you can do all you can do, but do it in wisdom. If God is saying to you, I've assigned you to this person, then do it. Give it all you got. But when the Holy Spirit says it's time to check out, that's what you need to do, because he's trying to guard you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to prevent you from going into a deficit, because we do that, especially with people we love. Man, we can go into a deficit. We can go into a place where I'm giving you what is necessary for me to live. I know that's not the will of God. So discipline says that I'm going to give you what God has given me to give you. I can't give you no more. I won't give you no less. I'm going to pray for you, but I'm not going to do all the praying for you. People got to pray for themselves. How about that? People got to love themselves. You got to do some things for you so that you can be fit for the will of God and for the challenges that you're going to face on a day-to-day basis. I just want to encourage you, especially for people, man, who they got a soft and tender heart and they love hard and they want to get in every fight and every battle. I want to just give you a word of caution. You got to learn how to protect yourself through the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you do, you'll stay on full. You won't give people everything you got. You need to stay on full so you can do the things that God has commanded you to do. All right. So now let me talk about this. What is required for a disciplined life? I want to give you five of these and you can write these down. Number one, have a definite goal or purpose. Goals clarify what disciplines are needed for achievement. Number two, detach from things that draw you away from your goals. Sacrifice those desires that pull you off course. Number three, pursue your objectives with diligence. Goals of great value demand perseverance. So reflecting on their worth keeps you on course. Number four, be consistent. Why? Because discipline is ineffective if it's practiced one day and neglected the next. But don't let moments of failure defeat you. Instead, keep trying, and consistency will develop over time. That's so powerful. Number five, say no, you can't do everything. And I alluded to this just a few moments ago. You gotta ask the Holy Spirit what to say no to. Because some people you need to say no to. Some people are expecting you to say yes. But again, you got to ask the Holy Ghost, do I have the grace of God to fulfill this? Do I have the grace of God to get this done? If not, ask him for it. But if he says to you, this is not your fight, you need to say no. There's nothing wrong with saying no. It doesn't mean that you don't care. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It doesn't mean that you don't have their best at heart. No, that's a trick of the enemy, because the enemy don't care anything about you. He'll use anybody and anyone to ask you for something, and you're giving people your last, but you have nothing to give yourself. So you got to say no. And disciplined people know how to say no. And they're saying no because it's not connected to their destiny. And that's really what I'm trying to get across to you today. I hope I am. That you have something to fulfill in life. So you can't get involved in every campaign. You can't get involved in every organization. You can't help everybody. I just want you to say no to the things that don't involve you. Now, let's talk about rewards of discipline, because when you have discipline, you will be rewarded. I want you to know that. I want you to understand that. I want you to get that in your heart and in your spirit. You will be rewarded if you learn how to discipline yourself. Being self-controlled have many benefits. For one, life becomes orderly and less stressful. You know this word called stress is everywhere. People are dying from stress, got heart disease from stress, worry from stress. Stress is everywhere. And a magic elixir to stress is being self-disciplined, being controlled. Because when you are in control, you learn how to dominate the things that's dominating you. You go to work, it's stress there. You come home, there's stress there. You go to church, there's stress there. There's stress everywhere. You go on vacation, it's stress there. The room is not clean. The rental car is not there. Everything on a day-to-day basis provides some stress, but you don't have to let it in. You don't have to let the cares of the world in. Stop becoming frustrated when things don't work the way you wanted it to. Just relax and look to God and say, there's a blessing in this for me. This is not going to dominate me. This is not going to control me. This is not going to allow me to lose my mind. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to dominate. When our goals are clear, we can easily set each day's priority and work to fulfill God's purpose for our life. So get up with some discipline. Get up with the aim. Get up with a goal and stick to it. And don't let phone calls, emails, sneak attacks. This one needs that. That one needs this. No, you got to get up and say, this is what I'm supposed to do today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. But watch this. I'm going to have some order in this day. So I'm not going to let people just pull me out of my day trying to do this and do that. I don't have time for it right now. So you got to learn how to be tough. This thing not easy, man. When you see people that's achieving high things, sometimes you just got to tell people I can't do it. And it's okay. So doing this helps us to become productive, right? Which is typically, it leads to each of us feeling good about our accomplishments. Furthermore, discipline in one area of life often strengthens our self-control in other areas. For example, we may find that we are taking better care of our health by getting the right amount of sleep and developing deeper relationships. These things become easy when we learn how to practice it on a day-to-day basis. No matter how blessed you and I may be, here on this earth, we got to practice self-control. We must always remember that the most significant benefit of discipline isn't found in this lifetime. The greatest reward will come from Jesus when we stand before him. That's the greatest reward. That's what we want. We want to hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." That's what you want to hear him say when it's all said and done. Because the truth of the matter is, whatever we attain here on this planet, whatever good that we do here, I'm telling you, when the Lord allows us to come into his presence, when we can step into and over the threshold and be with him eternally, that's the greatest reward of all. So remember, yes, it's good to do great things on the planet. It's good to help people and serve people. Yes, we need self-discipline to get certain things done. But again, I want to hear him say, well done. I want to hear him say, you did a good job. And one thing about God, he will reward you well. Not just here, but in the hereafter. So I just want to encourage you to stay with Jesus no matter what. Stay with him. It will be worth it when it's all said and done. Now, let me give you this. How do I start being disciplined? What can I do? This is not an exhaustive list, but this is just a few things that you can do to start out. If this is what you want to do, you want to start becoming disciplined so that you can get to your destiny, so that you can fulfill the will of God for your life. Here's four things. Number one, read God's word. Whatever you don't know is in the word of God. The word of God is there to tell you what you don't know, give you a roadmap, to give you some guidelines, some principles and instructions. So you got to spend time with the boss every day. That's God. I'm not talking about the boss at your job. I'm talking about your real boss who you got to check in with daily. So spend time reading a portion of scripture every day, because I'm telling you, when you don't do that, you're missing out on the game plan. You're missing out on what the Holy Spirit wants to tell you. You're missing out on some wisdom, some knowledge, some practical information from the Word of God is there. So you got to be disciplined and say, I'm going to read the Word today. Number two, we know this, pray. We got to pray. Make time to be alone with the Father, eliminating other activities if necessary. So yeah, maybe you want to watch a TV show, but that's not going to help you. You need to pray and connect with God. And prayer is not you with the list out reading what you want from God. That's not prayer. Prayer is when you're communing with the Father, but there's a portion in there called waiting in His presence. So you need to wait and hear what the Lord is going to say to you. Whatever your cares are, sure, take them to God in prayer, but wait and listen. We got our list out. We're trying to manipulate the Spirit of God by all the things that are going on. We got to grow up and mature and be disciplined and say, I'm going to wait to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to me based on what I'm giving to Him. We don't wait. As soon as we're done, we get up off our knees or wherever we are and we go about our day. But let's not disrespect the Holy Spirit in prayer. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Number three, tithe. Yes, that word that we don't like, but we need to be disciplined with our money, especially when it comes to God. So whatever we've earned, you and I can always give a tenth to God. Never say you can't afford to tithe. No. That's what poor people say. But when you are rich in the things of God and you know He will take care of you, honor Him. Know that you wouldn't have gotten that job if it wasn't for Him. It's not always about your degree. It's not always about who you know. If you don't know anybody else, but you know God and you're honoring Him in every turn, He will honor you. And number four, attend church. And let me add an addendum here. I realize we are right in the middle of a pandemic. So many of us cannot get to church the way that we used to. For many of us, churches are just not in operation in terms of building, instructor, city codes, and all kind of things that are going on. We just can't get to church. But let me say this to you. The pandemic is not going to be always. This thing is going to come to an end. And hopefully you are learning the importance of being with one another. Hopefully you say, man, when the church doors swing open, I'm going to be there and fellowship with my brothers and sisters. Why? Because I wasn't built to live by myself. I need community. I need fellowship. I need encouragement. And if there's anything that we should be able to gain from this pandemic, is that we should know the importance of needing one another. Let's not dummy it down, but let's say, hey, I'm going to get back to church. I'm going to attend because I need it so much. In conclusion, let me say this to you, that I know that self-discipline is not something that we think is important. Many times we feel like God is just going to do it all. And I've said this ad nauseam, and I'm going to say it again. God won't do what He's told you to do. So these are some things that you need to put in practice. Look at your life and look at where you want to go and say, you know what? I don't have any discipline in my life, but I'm not going to use it as an excuse. I'm going to trust God in the process and I'm going to do my part. I'm going to work on it every day. I'm going to deny myself when I should. I'm going to make sure that when I go out and do the things that God is asking me to do, I'm going to put discipline right in front of my face and say, this is necessary for me. What sacrifices do I need to do? Right? Whatever the answer to these questions, I want you to be encouraged, because the joy, as Jesus said, the joy that was set before me, He endured the cross, despising the sin and shame. Why was He able to do that? Because He knew He was going back to see His Father. He knew He was going back to glory. And when we know what the finish is going to be, we should be able to deal with all the stuff that comes in the beginning or in the middle, because we know the end is going to benefit us. So I want you to know that what you're going through really is a light thing. That's what the Bible says. What we're going through is a light thing, but it cannot compare to the glory that will be revealed in us, the power, the anointing, the grace of God that's going to be revealed in us. I'm praying for you that God is going to give you your second wind. I think the wind has been knocked out of many of us in times and seasons in our life. But I'm praying by the Spirit of God that He will give you a second wind. Use it wisely. Don't use it on everybody. Don't use it on everything. You need the wind of the Holy Ghost to give you energy in your bones, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. Whatever God is giving to you, use it wisely. Because God just doesn't waste His best on people who don't do what they're supposed to do. So I want to encourage you to be self-disciplined. I want to challenge you this week. You know, you look on social media and they're always doing these challenges. Well, here's my challenge to you. I challenge you to be self-controlled this week and next week and the week after and the week after that. I want to challenge you to be self-disciplined. Your destiny is waiting for you. But if you never get there, it's only going to be because you were not self-controlled. Control yourself at work. Control yourself at home. Control yourself wherever you go. You can do it. You can. You've talked yourself out of it, but I hope I can talk you into it. You can. But we cannot do it without Christ. With Him, it is possible. So wherever you go, don't take any credit, but say, Lord, I need your power today. I need your strength today. I need your energy today. I need your focus today. I got a task that I don't even know I can complete, but with you, it's going to work out fine. All right. I pray that you got something from this today. Send me an email at info@thomasadeloach.com or go to my website, www.thomasadeloach.com. Go to my Instagram page, Facebook page, drop me a line. Let me know that there are a few things that I'm saying to you are helping you to grow in the grace of God. We are here to empower you. I pray that we were able to do a little bit of that on this show. I'm praying for you, believing God's best for your life. Go out there and do the will of God and leave everything else up to our Father, because He loves us and He will take care of you and I. Keep walking in faith. I'll talk to you later. Take care and God bless. Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed, inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer requests, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com. And follow me on Instagram @thomasadeloach and Facebook @DrThomasADeloach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.